listening to the Bible 126 show.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Be faithful in your marriage. Stay faithful in your marriage. Ephesians 5:22. 25. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The devil is after the family and the family structure. One of his weapons against it is unfaithfulness. The matter of faithfulness is a kingdom demand from every believer in Christ. We are expected to be faithful in all areas of our life, because we shall surely give account of whatever we do in time. Out of all the areas where God demands us to be faithful today, we shall be taking a look at faithfulness in marriage, the blessings of being faithful, and also the dangers of unfaithfulness in marriage. Although the walls of faithfulness has been greatly broken in several marriages, God wants to use the Christian family to rebuild it and make everyone to come to the understanding that it is very possible to be faithful in marriage. The Bible is our constitution as believers. Any law or policy that is against biblical standards for our marriages are not to be imbibed. Adultery and extramarital affairs may be celebrated in our society, but we must not join the multitudes to act against what the Bible says about our marriage and home. As far as the issue of faithfulness in marriage is concerned, no member of the family is left out. Although it starts with the husband and wife, but as soon as children are born into the family, they are also obliged to be faithful. The husband, who is the father of the house, is obligated by God to be faithful to his wife and to his children. The wife, who is the mother of the home, is expected also to be faithful to her husband and her children. As the children grow, they are to be taught how to be faithful, beginning from childhood till they grow into adulthood and raise a family of their own. One of the reasons there are a lot of failed marriages and divorces today is that parents failed to be faithful in their marriages, and that trait has been transferred to their children. Your children are observing you. Fathers, the way you treat your wife is your daughter's first and closest example of how she should be treated. You are the number one primary example of a man in her life, and whether you like it or not, that what she sees you acting like will affect her to some extent. Do your children see you not being faithful in your marriage? Is that the example you're setting? The Bible says that in marriage, the husband and the wife are no longer two entities but one. If this is true, then it means that every husband is expected to see his wife not as a separate entity, but as one with him. And the wife is supposed to see her husband as part of herself. Marriage is in itself a covenant of faithfulness. If you are not ready to be committed to being faithful, then there is no reason to have married in the first place. If God demands us all to be faithful to our bosses and leaders who are not one with us, how much more he demands faithfulness to our spouses to whom we are joined together. Husbands, you have a covenant with your wives, and it is the covenant of faithfulness. If you break it, you will be guilty of God. Your headship as a man over your family is divinely ordained and must not be taken for granted. You will give an account to God how you handled your marriage. Remember that marriage is a divine institution whose headmaster is God. Do you leave your wife and children at home and care less about how they feel and live? Do you have extramarital affairs? Do your children have joy of fatherhood? These are your responsibilities as a man, and you must be faithful to them. Here is another responsibility. Are you providing for your home? The Bible says 1 Timothy 5:8, "But if any provide not for his own, and specially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." These are God's words, not mine. Yes, in life sometimes people have health issues and they are unable to provide, or they are let go by a company and for a period of time they are unable to provide. Paul isn't talking about them. He is referring to those who can and have the opportunity to do so and choose not. Wives, you committed yourself to be faithful to your marriage the day you accepted to spend your life with your husband. How true are you to that commitment? Are you faithful to your husband? Is your husband troubled to return home after rigorous work because of your attitude? Are your children happy to have you as their mom? God is the referee of your home and He sees all that you do. If you are keeping secrets from your spouse, then you are not faithful. The Bible says that the two, both the husband and his wife, shall become one flesh. No matter what argument or excuse we think we have against this, it is unscriptural and unacceptable. Hebrews 13:4. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. This is a biblical warning. We need to stop ignoring it. Husbands and wives, God will judge all adulterers. Please stay faithful. In my opinion, it is harder for people to stay faithful now since the creation of social media and technology. I have seen men and women leave their spouse because a high school sweetheart messaged them on social media and old feelings came flooding back in. Or you see young couples having issues in their marriage because the husband is comparing his wife to an Instagram model. The truth is, those people aren't real, and if they are, they get paid to look that way. Personally, when I got married, I completely removed myself from social media. You may say that is a drastic step, but my marriage is important to me. Why do I need to be seeing what other people post in their pictures and so on? Social media may not be a trigger point for you, but you know what the area the enemy tries to tempt you to be unfaithful. You see some husbands doing their best to present themselves as a single man. You are not single. Behave like a husband. You see wives presenting themselves as if they are a single young lady. You are not a single young lady. Behave like a wife. You can't behave the same way you did when you were single. You hear people say, "I am going to get married, but I am not going to let it change me or my life." It better change you, honey. If you buy a dog, it will change your life. Even if you get a goldfish, it will change your life. How much more should becoming one with another person change your life? Stop acting single. God commands husbands to love their wives, and He commands wives to submit to their husbands. Then He commands children to obey and honor their parents, while parents also are to love their children and not provoke them to anger. Every party in the family has a responsibility and instruction to be faithful in the family, and each party must keep their parts to avoid being judged by God. The blessings of faithfulness to our marriages are so numerous. You can't build a happy and glorious home on the foundations of unfaithfulness, but joy, peace of mind, and progress are all offshoots of faithfulness from each party in a home. Faithfulness has great rewards that wealth cannot give. A wealthy home that is built on unfaithfulness can never experience peace or joy. Do you know how much mental energy it takes to cheat on your spouse, hiding your phone, getting nervous every time they pick up your phone, lying about your whereabouts, always being on edge? That is not peace. If you want true peace in your life, stay faithful. There is such a great spiritual and physical synergy in a home where the spouses are faithful to each other. Apart from the joy, peace, and progress which the family will enjoy, such a family will raise godly seeds and save the upcoming generation from the heartaches of divorce and unwarranted endurance. Unfaithfulness could lead to quarrels, loss of trust, set back in the likes in the home. Trust is fragile. It is hard to build once it is broken. And even if the person forgives you, I don't think the trust will ever be at 100% again. It can definitely get better. Don't put your spouse through the pain and heartbreak of unfaithfulness. There is no happy ending in being unfaithful. Your spouse deserves better. Your spouse is a child of God. Treat them like it. Unfaithfulness opens and makes our marriages vulnerable to the devil's intrusion. Worse still, the children learn to be unfaithful too. We must avoid whatever will make our marriages turn sour. Marriage is meant to be enjoyed, but only our commitment to being faithful will make it work out well.